This opportunity as an occasion to celebrate, to reflect on our past and assess our present and envision a better tomorrow. And to that effect, we have organized many events and programs as a community together and to gather all our members of our community to celebrate the millennium.
Many events indeed. They appear to be fairly extensive and no doubt took a lot of planning and effort. How difficult a task did you find it to organize these numerous activities?
Very difficult, if not impossible. But we have managed in organizing most of the events more than what we hoped for, although it took a lot of time and we are all volunteers here.
As you know, there are people who actually criticize any form of millennium celebration at this time as rather inappropriate given the political and economic difficulties Ethiopians face at home. Do you see any merit in such observations?
No, I don't see any merit because the millennium celebration here is not only about Chefer or Dankira or festivities and merriment. We have several events and programs that deal directly with the suffering of our people, Ethiopia's economic underdevelopment, and that have direct relevance to Ethiopia and Ethiopians in their daily life. That's why we organize this symposia, to assess our present situation in a holistic and multifarious dimension and to articulate a better vision what could be done in Ethiopia. In addition, it is an occasion to show that Ethiopia is not only synonymous with poverty and hunger, but also with culture. That's why we had the cultural show at Stadium Armory Saturday night.
Now, these celebrations also come at a time of the 6th anniversary, as you know, of the 9/11 terrorist attacks here in the U.S., where, by the way, the victims of the attacks included Ethiopians. Now, was it additionally difficult to organize the celebrations under such an atmosphere?
Yes, in fact, the Council for the Celebration of the Ethiopian Millennium considered this the terrorist attack on September 11 and grim and somber mood that we should all be here in the USA. Therefore, we avoided organizing anything on September 11. Our events are on the 12th of September, which is New Year, even though we know that there are other groups who are organizing on that same day.
Well, impressive planning indeed, Mr. Naaman. Let me take this opportunity to wish you Malkama Disamet.
Malkama Disamet, thank you.